Jobs inquire within restaurants and bars. I'm David Brancaccio. First, two bills revamping immigration have now passed in the House. Among the proposed changes, putting young people known as dreamers and immigrant farm workers on a path toward citizenship. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Gensers in Washington. Nancy, let's first talk about people who came here illegally as children. Under the House plan,
The House Dream and Promise Act would give dreamers green cards. And remember, dreamers are undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The bill would allow dreamers to work in the U.S. legally. It would also establish a process for dreamers to earn permanent resident status and eventually become U.S. citizens. And this bill would also apply to immigrants with temporary protected status.
And what about the other bill for farm workers in the U.S. without permission? What would that one do?
That's called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, and it would give temporary legal status to certain farm workers. They could get a green card by paying a fine and continuing to work in agriculture with the eventual option of becoming permanent residents.
All right, so the House of Representatives, but will these get through the Senate?
It would be very difficult. At least 10 Republicans would need to support these bills for them to pass under the current rules. Democrats could try to move the bill through something called reconciliation, and then they could pass the bill without any Republican votes. The White House supports both measures, so President Biden would sign them if they were passed by the Senate.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Gensers, thank you very much. It's been our duty in recent weeks to keep shining a light into corners of the $1.9 trillion stimulus. Today, the piece that expands Medicaid health insurance for women after giving birth. Rates of maternal illness and mortality are much higher in the U.S. than in many other developed countries. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
About 7 years ago, Emily Stewart Clark was living in West Virginia, working at a ski resort, living her best life, she likes to say. She did not have health insurance, though. Didn't qualify for Medicaid, private insurance was too expensive, couldn't get it through work.
It just never was like an option.
One day, that changed.
I actually got Medicaid while I was pregnant.
Medicaid eligibility becomes a lot more generous during pregnancy. Medicaid covers half the births in the U.S., according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. But there is a catch. 2 months after birth, the special pregnancy benefit ends.
4 weeks postpartum, they found the tumor.
Clark discovered she had a brain tumor just weeks before her insurance ran out.
The doctor, he realized my situation and was like, move the other appointments. We have to get her in before her insurance runs out.
They made it to surgery just in time. She would have been on the hook for more than $200,000 in medical bills. The American Rescue Plan extends pregnancy-based Medicaid to a full year of coverage. Because right now, the post-pregnancy insurance cliff is not rare. Maggie Clark is with the Georgetown Center for Children and Families.
When women lose this coverage after just 60 days, about half of them become uninsured at a really critical time.
A critical time because there are so many conditions that can be picked up during pregnancy. Usha Ranji is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, those are not conditions that typically can be resolved within 2 months.
The U.S. doesn't do well on measures of maternal health compared to other developed countries. Maggie Clark.
The U.S. maternal mortality rate is twice as high as Canada's and more than eight times as high as in Norway.
Within the U.S., Black and Indigenous women are 2 to 3 times as likely to die from pregnancy-related causes in the first year as white women are, according to the CDC. The hope is that extending pregnancy-based Medicaid could start to address these inequities, but states have to choose to expand the benefit. It's not a requirement. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Futures for the Dow up 0.2% now. The S&P future up 0.3%. For the NASDAQ up 0.6%. By today, the big AMC theater chain plans to have nearly all of its venues open across the country. Capacities will be limited by state regs, such as 25% or 100 people in Los Angeles County. AMC shares went up 6% yesterday. AMC's been one of those stocks that individual investors chatting on Reddit blogs have embraced when some pro investors had bet on AMC's doom.
This This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
In theory, it's supposed to warm up in parts of the country in the coming days, and President Biden today is going to celebrate the 100 million COVID shots given out, more than 40 days ahead of schedule that he'd set for reaching the milestone on his 100th day in office. After restaurants and bars added 300,000 people to payrolls in February, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how the hiring is going now.
The Italian restaurant Locadoro in Austin is finally getting ready to reopen soon for outdoor dining. Co-owner Adam Orman says he's trying to hire about 30% more staff.
We need service staff. We need line cooks. We need a sous chef.
And so do most of the restaurants he knows. In fact, Orman says there are so many restaurant jobs open now that he's having trouble finding people.
We guarantee a living wage. We provide health benefits. We provide paid time off. And it's still really difficult to attract folks.
Even with all this new hiring, Erica Groshen, a senior economic advisor at Cornell University, says the restaurant industry has a long way to go.
We're still down quite a few jobs, but there's certainly more grounds for optimism than several months ago.
Whether the hiring continues, she says, will depend on what happens next with the virus. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And about 70,000 former students defrauded by private colleges will have their student loan debt forgiven. Collectively, about $1 billion is involved as the Education Department rescinds a Trump-era limit for some students of Corinthian and ITT Tech. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and J.C. Bold. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.